Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by astrology and how it unfolds in our daily life. Now this week, May 18th, Mercury is still very retrograde and it's forming a trine with Jupiter and Pluto. And Mercury retrograde, it was really hard to get online this afternoon. And I believe both of my fellow compatriots here, Anne Ortley and Mark Waltz, my delightful co-hosts, are also not online tonight. So we're going to talk about what's going on astrologically, take a quick few callers, and get back on track next week. Tonight, the moon is in Libra, warming our hearts. It is directly opposed to Uranus as we speak this afternoon, and it is stirring up and nervous systems and both the astrological signals and just being a little bit of a troublemaker. Now, Mercury retrograde has been producing some really interesting effects. It's been Mercury retrograde in a fixed sign, trining Jupiter and Pluto, has brought out the sort of cheerfully belligerent streak in most political commentary lately, or thoroughly belligerent streak. And I think there's a lot of misunderstanding or misquoting going on in the process. In general, we want to communicate with great urgency with this grand trine in Earth signs, and we're communicating important information, practical stuff, but we may not be heard the way we intended. So it's so important to go back and figure out what it was that we meant, what the other person said, what they think they heard from us, and clarify. Now, this Mercury retrograde can bring up some really interesting material from the past. I took some time last week to meet relatives I have never met before, didn't know existed, but through working on some lost files on Ancestry.com, my daughter located some relatives that we didn't know, close relatives that we didn't know existed. And we reconnected, met, and I saw a photograph of my grandmother for the very first time in my life. Oh, she had died when my mother was born. So it was really interesting material that came down and really helpful. Now, I'm seeing this in interesting reportage, some wonderful stories that are being unearthed from the past, and people are taking time to tell the details of the story. But it can be a little tiring and hard on our nervous systems at the moment with the astrology stretching us a little thin. So I want you to notice the need to hold still, and wherever possible, let yourself take that time. Go deep place. And work with it while you put the pieces together. The moon is heading into Scorpio soon. I'm going to pull this up. And this full moon, it feels like a full moon. But the moon heads into Sagittarius right before it changes. So we will not be having a full moon in Scorpio, which, believe me, is a little bit easier than it is now. So it's an interesting process this next week. And as Mercury turns direct very soon, we want to take the time at the moment to not get caught up in the trials and tribulations, to notice where we need to get on track. And notice when Mercury turns direct on the 22nd, that it gives us, we need the time to sort it through, to sort out the information that's suddenly revealed. And people think, oh, Mercury's direct, or the planet's just turning direct. But when it's just turning direct, it appears to be holding still from the Earth. And this is most problematic with Mercury and with Mars. So let the 22nd unfold. The Sun will be opposed to Mars. People will be edgy and irritable on the 21st as the moon conjuncts Mars, and then the Sun opposes Mars the next day. We will have a full moon that afternoon at 3:14 p.m. in Mountain Time. That will be 1:14 Eastern Time. in Sagittarius. It will just shift signs because the sun has gone into Gemini on the 20th. So Mercury turns direct, and give it a day. On the 22nd, we're just sort of sorting things out. There will be a fair amount of confusion as the moon squares Jupiter and Neptune, conjuncts Saturn, begins to organize things. On the 23rd, by the evening, the moon goes into Capricorn. And by the 24th, when Venus heads into Gemini and opposes Mars, we're going to feel that energy speeding up. And we'll begin to feel the momentum building. Now, the momentum will really kick in after Memorial Day weekend. The moon heads into Pisces for Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be a really wafty, floating time. And then the moon heads into Aries on the Monday afterwards, and we really can feel the momentum building up. So start dreaming and drifting. All this Mercury retrograde time is a wonderful time to go back into the past, do our side issues, think about where we've been, where we're going, and then figure out what we want to do next. And that begins to pick up after Memorial Day weekend. Now, if you want to call in tonight, I think we have a short show because of a quirk in the scheduling. But if you want to call in, it's 347-215-8881, and then you have to press 1 to get into my host queue and talk. I will answer the first question now and see if anybody else has a question afterwards. Hello, 631, you're on the line. How can I help you?
Hi, how you doing? My name is Chris. I'm actually Debbie's son.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. How can I help you?
Yeah, so she called in about a couple of months ago, and, she had said, the astrologer has said
when were you born, Chris, first of all? When were you born?
September 6th, 1988.
88. Fell Virgo. Wonderful. And what time?
5:25 a.m. Bayshore, New York.
A.M. and Bayshore. Thank you. And what was your question?
She had said that she saw me possibly, being in a very serious relationship, possibly maybe even being a father and all that stuff. So I kind of wanted getting married and stuff like that. So I kind of possibly wanted to see if maybe you saw anything there and kind of just wanted to know anything.
And I don't remember that phone call. We have a couple of people that named Debbie that call in. And that was probably Anne. So I'm going to do my best with
this
call myself.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah.
And what is your question? Are you involved in a relationship and wondering if it's getting serious? Because there's a different way of looking at the questions as, am I moving forward or I haven't even begun to start, where do I go?
Well, no, I'm not really currently in a relationship right now at the moment, no.
Okay.
But I do have an ex.
Because what I see is that you have a tendency to really guard your feelings and that you've got some interesting contrasts in your personality and you're doing a lot of personal work. You're really good at caretaking your friends, but sometimes it's hard to move from with your moon in Cancer conjunct Venus. You know, you're a really good friend and I think probably a really good friend to a lot of women. But it's hard for you to approach them as a partner rather than be helpful. Or to be,
yes,
with your Mars and Aries, you're their hero rather than their partner. So really letting yourself be seen and known rather than always being there for them, how do you build up a more egalitarian friendships? Your progressed moon's been in Cancer for the last 2 years. And so you've been in a kind of more internal, friendly, sticking with the people that you know and love rather than taking a lot of social risks.
Mm-hmm.
Your progressed moon is heading into Aries in about 4 months, into Leo, I'm sorry, and you'll be much more feeling more extroverted and outgoing. For all this year, Neptune is coming to oppose your sun and helping you let go of some of your habits of insecurity. Now, other people might not notice that you can be insecure, but you were born with the Sun conjunct the South Node, so you're really hard on yourself.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that your mother tended to mother you by worrying, and I don't know your mother, but that so you tend to worry yourself rather than have faith in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And worrying is a form of love in your family, but that can make it a little hard to take risks. On the other side, you have your Mars in Aries that wants to take risks and go conquer the world. So tell me, what line of work are you in?
Well, right at the moment, I'm looking for work right now.
Okay. Have you considered by any chance something like working in the emergency field, like a paramedic or a, ambulance driver or in the emergency room or in a fireman or something in a position where you're in the first responder field? Because you're so caring, you're so smart.
Yeah.
And you like being a hero.
Yes. I'm actually in the process of it right now. I'm actually going to be going back to school to get my KSAC, meaning, for, like, drug and alcohol abuse counseling and stuff like that.
For what? I'm sorry?
It's for, like, for, to be, like, a drug and alcohol counselor, like,
Excellent. Excellent.
Things along that nature.
Consider
yeah.
putting yourself, I think you're excellent at that, and consider, doing that work like on the front lines. Like, could you be there at the emergency room when they bring people in that need your counseling? Because you're good in an emergency. And that the person who's going to be your mate will be a caring person who's also in the healing field. Okay? And that's, I would say, get yourself in line. Next year is a good chance for you to begin to open up and meet someone who's worth it for you.
Okay.
Starting in about 4 months.
All right. Do you...
Okay.
And I'm, do
now,
you see
we're out of time because of a problem with scheduling tonight. So I'm sorry that they're going to end. They're going to cancel my phone call in a minute. So I'm just going to... I'll stay on the line with you. But to everybody else, have a good week. And we'll talk with you next week. And you, I will finish with your call here. What was the question?
You don't see like a child or anything in there at all in a way, do you? I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't see anything that stops you having a child. You would be a very good parent. So I don't see anything that says you have a pregnant girlfriend at the moment.
No.
But I also say that you would love to be a parent, and
right.
I would love to see you as a parent after you know what your work is. And when you've had a little chance, because it's easier for you to be a parent than you to be a romantic partner. I want you to exercise that self part of you before you go straight into parenting.
Okay.
Have a romance first, then have a child.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm only asking because, the last call was, they said that they saw my mom being a grandmother and stuff like that, and,
I think you will. I think she will be, but I don't think it's quite time.
Yeah, and they also
And I think that you're on the right track. The more you take yourself seriously and you meet people that are in the helping field, the more likely you are to find someone who's there for you. Okay? I'm going to say goodnight now. Take care.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
I appreciate it.